right, you guys, welcome to the Rolling in the Deep podcast. I am Adele, owner of Babies on Broadway. I am here with my main girl, Summer. We are back for another rendition of the podcast, starting off the new year here. I'm assuming this is airing in January, maybe 2024. And today's episode is going to be new year, new baby.
Yay!
New nursery. So one of the things that I kind of wanted to hit on, and that can be really confusing for people navigating the journey of whether, I mean, even if it's not your firstborn, but just in general, you guys, we've seen a lot of weird years here with COVID, right?
Right.
And one of the bigger purchases that you may be looking to make is nursery furniture. And I am just going to be real brutally honest with you. It's been pretty much a shit show over the last few years. And I'd love to say that we're seeing it turn the corner or get better. And to some degree we are, but to some degree we are not.
Please note, if you have ordered toddler rails in the past 3 years, they still might not be in. That is what she's, that would be an example of what Adele is speaking to.
I know, because it crossed 2024.
Oh.
And that 2021 order, she is 3 years. That toddler needs a rail.
She is finally a toddler and she needs her rails. Oh, these poor kiddos.
That's not good. Okay.
So get on it. Order your furniture.
Yeah. And so we kind of wanted to dive in like what that looks like. So over the last weekend, I've seen a lot of couples coming in to shop for like what are now their June babies, right? They're starting to look. And the resonating comment, and you are going to hear this more and more because you know what? We're a dying breed, us baby stores, is there's nowhere to go.
That is a common theme.
Yeah. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to look, touch, see, feel, and ordering furniture online. Have you done it before? You order from Wayfair? It's a flipping nightmare.
It is.
Like, it's just, I mean, it's okay. I don't know, though. We all know I've ordered stuff off Amazon. Furniture.
Many times.
It goes very awry.
It tends to real go off the rails.
I mean, I don't know if Jeff Bezos just knows, like, I'm a small business ordering from Amazon and I have, like, a black mark that curses me. But I cannot tell you the amount of large good items that have actually just gone off the face of the planet that people have witnessed with me. Like, it's wild, isn't it?
It is wild.
I mean, goodbye. Like, you are, it never showed up.
Large pieces of furniture that never come.
Never come. Sometimes they say they come. Remember that one day? Where it said it was delivered and we're running all around the store like, where is this? Where is this? Where is this? And the guy is like, I dropped it off in your gazebo. I don't even have a gazebo, but I think he meant like the new stone patio and Trisha's looking for it. And really it's this tiny envelope.
That's
and
it right.
wasn't a piece of furniture at all.
Not at all.
I was going to drop an F-bomb, all profane, but like for real, it was bad. And I was just trying to do my customer a real solid and Amazon failed me. So if you have been down the furniture experience, we all know like it's not always rosy. Mm-hmm. So that being said, we kind of want to give you some tips to this. If you've got a new baby coming in 2024, one of the first things once you get over like feeling sick and, you know, are in a place where your head's clear, whatever it is, and feel ready to start that, check off your furniture, get it ordered. There is potentially going to be some time frame that happens there. And that can look anywhere from, you know, a month is quick.
A month is quick.
You know, 12 to 16 weeks. You could even look at 20. I'm not even kidding you, depending on what you order. And
where it's shipping from. I mean, we've got some of those international shipments like, that are.
Yep. Yeah.
They take a while.
They take time.
Yeah.
And the other day, I had to have like a little emergency board meeting on a little project I'm working on because of the Suez Canal again. And so there's pirates in the canals.
It truly impacts getting stuff to the States.
Well, yeah, because your whole ship might blow up.
Absolutely.
Like, this is not a joke. And, like, I did not know it was happening. And people are having to find alternative routes. Do you guys remember when that ship was stuck in the Suez Canal? It wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
And that was just a sideways ship. Now, these guys, they're blowing them up. And they're blowing up the ships.
That is scary.
And so, what if your goods are on the blown up ship? Guess
That's
what?
Right.
You ain't getting them. That has to be remanufactured. And so it's just like there's a lot of things that can come into delay. You know, it's not the exact same as it was with COVID. With COVID, we saw a lot of stuff that was coming in quality control damaged.
Yes,
that was horrific. Open a box that looks completely fine. It's missing the whole top to the dresser. Who checked this?
Or it has mold.
Oh, yeah.
The mold box.
That was a real big thing for a while, too, because they sat on ships for so long.
Yep.
That was ugly as well. So like what we're preaching to you here. Definitely start checking it out. Start your Pinterest, start your, you know, look at your guides of what you're wanting to purchase, and then figure out a few things. So I had a couple in today and they were super overwhelmed by the furniture. And I was actually like half on a Zoom call, but half trying to help them because today honestly just like a horrific day. We had to move all of our workspace out to the main rooms because our floor in the back was like being ripped up from water damage. If you followed me along, you know, water loves me and it's just part of my life. But anyways, this couple was super overwhelmed and didn't even know where to start. And they were like, well, what do you think? Like, do we do a convertible crib? Do we do, you know, just one if we're going to have multiple children and use that same crib over and over? Like, what are your thoughts on that? What price point do you need to stay in? And so I'm just going to give you like some basic guideline tips to how I would talk to a customer that comes into my store. And first of all, I think you should know that coming and seeing furniture, I think, is important.
It is.
It's probably half of why like retail sometimes burns me just right on out and I'm still here, because I feel like you got to touch and see and feel this stuff. And there's a couple of examples that I can use where, and I'll try not to mention names because I'm not looking for some defamation lawsuit to come out of my podcast here. But, you know, like one of the places you can get, Minnesota-based company that rhymes with Argot, you can, you know, go in there and get some furniture pieces. And the reality is, like, even the prices don't really match the quality, I've noticed.
So we have definitely noticed that firsthand.
I did like a video on it one time. Remember that?
Yes, oh, I remember.
It was bad.
Was that when we found the gum?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do better. Argot.
Argot.
Minnesota-based company with a red Target bullseye. But seriously, one of the things that you need to know is that in some of the brands, when you're looking, price definiates quality, okay? I always tell people this in our industry, in the baby world, it's generally that you're going to get what you're paying for. Like, as the price of the product goes up, it's generally dictated by what like the product is actually made of. Cribs. Let's talk cribs, for example. Cribs can be anywhere as cheap as like the $150 price point, and they can go up to like the $2,000, $3,000, $6,000 if you really want to go crazy, right? And what defines what goes into the prices of those cribs? So like in my store personally, like you're really looking at the quality of the wood as it goes up is what I would say. Our lower price point crib, DaVinci, it's in my opinion the best in that price point. They're still using all real wood. They go through Green Guard certification, which means it's not made with a bunch of nasty chemicals. It's a very safe crib, but it's going to be a softer pine. Like you're paying for that price point. And if you're going to look me in the eye and be like, hey, it converts, is this going to last me 10 years, 11 years down the road? No, I'm not going to say it is. You know, this is a crib that's a great choice if you're looking to kind of turn and burn that crib. Now the dressers that go with it, those are very like IKEA style, like yes, where they're coming in what we call KD, they're broken down boxes, we're putting them together, the screws are short and they're little, the drawers don't fully extend, you know, these are very particle-y board dressers, okay? Yes. But that price point still comes along with like a $300 price point. Mm-hmm. So these cribs are going to be in the price range of like $150 to like $350. The dressers are going to be like $200 to potentially like that $350, $399, but it's going to be kind of like your entry level starting point, okay? Where you can get confused is like some of these big box stores will have cribs that are like $400, but they're really should be that like
$250,
lower. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And without touching or seeing it, you really don't know. And if you do right. want some entertainment, you should actually read the reviews on some of those Argot cribs. Like the ones where they say they take them out of the box and it literally smells like a cat's litter box. Oh, or boy. Like the paint starts peeling off. Like things like that, you know, we just don't tend to see on the brands that we carry. So, you know, buyer beware a little bit. But again, internet reviews are tough because you're only reading other people's opinions. And of course, everybody has one and it might not be pertinent to really...
What if they're a verified buyer?
I don't know that
Does
I buy that.
Does that mean anything?
No, I don't know that I buy that.
I always
that.
Wonder.
What if that verified buyer's an asshole and they just hate everything? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, some people
Does
just
that mean they're
happy.
Not getting paid for it? Is that basically?
Well, it means that they actually bought the product.
Okay.
Like they can verify that they actually purchased that product. Why purchase products too sometimes? Should I be like reviewing those? No, I probably should not because I'm biased.
They should. You should actually. You would be a very skilled verified buyer. Actually.
I know. But you know what I mean? Like, they're just verifying that it was purchased. So yeah. I don't know that I like totally buy into that. You have to take them with a grain of salt. I always say like do a high level review, like take a bunch of reviews and try to pick the pieces out that sound accurate or correct. You can tell if someone's like an unhappy curmudgeon, like, you know.
Yes.
So, and then pictures are always helpful in reviews. I love when they leave a picture of the paint peeling off. You're yes. like, hey, that happened. So probably not a great idea.
Yeah.
And then you go to like the mid price point cribs. You know, there's a lot of good brands that have a decent, solid, hardy wood crib and a decent dresser that are going to start kind of at like, you get into that $450 up to like that $650 price point for the cribs. The dressers are probably going to be a little bit more. They're pre-assembled. They're heavy, 150 to 200 pounds. They're going to have your dovetail sides, like those interlock sides. They're going to have metal glides. They're going to be a little bit more of a lifetime furniture piece. You're going to get into that price point and you're going to get a piece of furniture though that can last you. Mm-hmm. Truly. So like then if you're going to look at me and be like, hey, is this going to be a full-size bed for my 18-year-old? Yeah, good. If you use it that way. And then I think it depends on like your kind of what your birth plan is going to be. Like if you go into this and yeah. you know like potentially you're going to have, you want 4 to 5 kids. Well, when you first start, buying a nice set isn't going to harm you in any way. You know what I mean? Like because you can always convert it at the end. But if you're like, look, I only have 3 bedrooms. I'm going to end up with twin size beds. I'm going to need bunk beds. I'm going to get a crib and I'm going to turn and burn this crib
yep.
through a bunch of kids. Like you're probably okay doing one of the lower price point ones.
Right.
Now where you do want to spend some money is your mattress. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we tend to do like some mattress inclusion deals with some safe mattresses, but mattresses are what your baby sleeps on. They're on those for 8 to 10 hours. Like, look, there's safety chemicals, things that go into that. I'm not saying like buy into the whole, like buy a Newton, it's breathable. Like the world is great and green and pay $500-$600.
No.
But I am saying try to find a healthy choice. Like get seams that are not outward. So they're not like collecting a bunch of skin and dust and nastiness, you know, the plasticky nasty stuff on the outside. Oh. Avoid that. Like you don't want something sprayed in bromide. Like get yourself a decent mattress, you know.
Yes.
We try to keep our options really limited because I'm just like, look, here's what I know to be good, just
and
go
here's
with
a couple
it.
choices.
Yeah. And like they're reasonably priced.
Yes.
So, you know, anywhere from 99 to like 250, 300 yes. bucks. So spend on a mattress. Your baby's spine is developing on it. We don't want flathead syndrome. Like there's a lot that goes into that.
That's true. Okay?
Cribs are going to meet a safety standard if you're buying a new one. You know, you don't really have to worry necessarily about that. Like I get that people are like, well, what's safe? Like, well, when a crib comes onto the market and it's being sold into the US, it's at least going to have its rungs like, you know, close enough together. It is nice if it's Green Guard certified because it means they're not using like really nasty finishes on it.
That's real nice.
But at the same time, a lot of people exceed Green Guard standards and just don't go through the like process of actually doing the testing.
Oh.
So again, I wouldn't like use that as like a bing, bing, bing. Like I need that to be.
Got it.
A good reputable company is not going to use chemical-based paint on your kid's crib, you know? So just okay. keep that in mind. And then you get into the more expensive brands and these are going to be more of like your real hardwood, you know? And you're going to pay more for those. Like maybe it's a Beechwood, like Romina, beautiful stuff. Lasts years and years and years, like 25 down years. Yeah. Down the road. You could have these drawers just gliding along, like they're German ball bearings, whatever it is, made out of all beech wood. You know, you're going to pay more for that. You're also going to wait longer. So if that's what you're going for, you know, make sure that...
Shop early.
That you're shopping early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get your conversion kits. I used to be the biggest non-rail pusher. I just want to throw this out there.
Ooh.
I was like, save yourself the money. Don't get the rails and I can get them for you later. No, lies. Lies straight yes. from the devil. Like it wasn't a thing until COVID. I could always make it work and I no longer can make it work. I cannot make miracles happen with rails. It doesn't exist. I just nope. So if you want the matching bed rails,
get them now.
Yeah, and they might not come at the same time as your crib. I want to be very clear.
They won't.
Summer's like, no, they won't. Rails give
I've
us
had too many conversations yeah. about rails.
You will get them.
You will.
Yep. You will. And eventually you'll need them to make them into a bed. You know, there is other ways to convert it. Like you can use a set of metal bed frames and like use your headboard or whatever. But if you don't want to try to get creative, you don't want to drill into your wood, you just want this to be as simple as possible, get yourself your rails, do yourself a favor.
Do it.
Yep. So those are kind of some tips for it. I love nursery design. It's something like I've always been super passionate about. So I mean, come on in and check out, like we do the little vignettes. We try to like decorate them and make them super pretty and give you like a visualization. But I have a really creepy quality about me. Do you know what I'm going to say?
I don't know.
Okay. Because you've witnessed it before.
Well, I'm sure I have.
Like sometimes I just like pick the crib they're going to buy.
Well, before they do it, you do some. I have seen some real bizarre.
Remember that one?
I mean, the one girl, you even picked a crib and we didn't even have it on the floor. Yeah. Like,
I knew what she was going to buy and she wasn't even planning to buy that day.
No, she wasn't at all.
And I was like, you're going to love this. And she bought it.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did. And she absolutely loved it. She fell in love and she had to have it and she bought it that day. It was a little bit creepy.
I know. I'm really creepy that way. But here's the thing. Like, if you give me a general idea and I want people to be honest with me.
When she says general, she really does mean general. Mm-hmm. Like, she does not get a lot of specific. That girl barely told you anything.
Barely.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was that real was creepy. Real. Yeah. So I just need like a little bit like general questions I might ask you. Like, what's the style in your home? Like, are we gray or are we beige? Are we grayish? You know, like, where are you at with that? Do you like rustic? You know, do you modern, mid-century modern? Just like, I want some general kind of guidelines. And then like, you know, your realistic price point. Now, look,
yes,
I will try to stay in that the best I can. But I can also generally pick out if someone's kind of giving me some bullshit. Like, they're going to tell me like they want $250, but they really actually need a $400 quality crib. Mm-hmm. Because I actually won't just sell you the $250. I want you to understand if you buy that $250, I need you to know what you're getting. Because if I know, like, I can tell that you're not going to be happy with that and you're going to be real pissed when that screw falls out in a couple years, I'm going to be getting a phone call. I don't want to hear about it. Because we're going to have this conversation now. Or it's all dented up because your baby's a beaver,
right?
You know, and it's going to chew on it. And obviously pine is kind of soft, like you're getting a little more denty in it. So, you know, I want your realistic budget. And if it's firm, it's firm. But I can usually tell, like, if it's like, yeah, it's firm, but like you actually probably need better quality. So like, let's try to get you as low as we can into the best quality that we can that still fits your style. But if you give me a little bits of like information, show me a Pinterest, whatever, we pretty much carry like every brand possible.
Truly.
You know, there's some that I just won't do. And like, I have my own reasons for it.
For good reason, though.
Usually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, like, I'd maybe take a pause on why I'm not carrying it. Unless it's like, we just literally can't. There's some exceptions to the rule. Like that Nestig crib, I think that's a great crib. And they're just direct to consumer. And I will tell you that. And if that's what you want. We can't get it. But if I have the capability to carry it and I don't, you probably want to know why to a point. And, you know, like, give me that information and we'll give you some options to think about. We're super no pressure. But what is hard is we obviously can't floor everything. I think between the two stores, we have like 20 to 30 cribs actually on display, which is a ton. And still, it's probably not enough. I mean, there's like hundreds.
There is.
To choose from. Mm-hmm. So that's why one like gift that I have, and I hope to incorporate this someday onto my website, like, give me these tidbits of information and I'll send you back like design boards of like things I think that would work for you, because it's definitely a weird.
Yeah. And it's going to be gift. So fun with the new website.
I know, we do have a new website coming. If you're watching this, you might know that our website is down.
Down currently.
Currently. Still broken. Yep. It's been a real day with that. But when our new one comes out, it's going to be real nice. It's going to be real pretty. It's going to have a nursery design center on it, which is really fun and has pictures you can like click
really
on.
Fun.
Yeah. Like, it'll tell you like, oh, you want modern, you want this, like you want that. You can send me like your requests and, you know, I'll try to send you back what I'm thinking. But I encourage you to come in, because like, there's some things I can just read about a person while they're in here versus like
over the phone
or email communication.
You can't do it.
So that makes it a little bit tougher. So those are our little tidbits. Shop early, figure out what price point you want to stay in and what you want to get out of your furniture, you know, and then I want to just put the disclaimer out there, like, what's too early to shop? We have this question come up a lot and I'm just throwing it out there for the people. Like, we just want you to know, like, it's okay to shop whenever, right? If the unthinkable, the word that happens, something happens with baby, pregnancy,
we got your back.
Whatever that looks like to you, and it looks different to everybody who goes through it, whether it is please come take my furniture and refund it, please hold my furniture for the next 3 years because maybe I want to deal with this later, whatever it is,
yep,
you just let us know, we work with it. And so there's never a time too early to shop. You know, we rather see you not stressing at the end of the time. Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, like, I hate it as much as anyone else.
Oh, we hate it.
Like, it keeps me up at night when stuff does not come in. Like, I take it extremely personal. Like, if you've ever had a bad experience with your furniture not coming in, I've lost sleep about it. I guarantee it. Like, I have dreams about it. It's like my worst. I hate it with the bane of my existence. There used to be a day where I could do like crazy stuff too and like go drive and get it, you know, like from a warehouse in like Georgia or North Carolina. I've certainly done that. And they're done.
Yeah. People don't receive that well anymore.
No, I cannot work the miracles.
That used to be.
Remember Muhammad?
Oh, do I ever?
We used to have this.
He misses us, I bet.
I know. I haven't heard from him for so long. I hope he's okay. Oh. I used to have this guy. He's a back pocket Panther driver. And so he essentially.
Very expensive.
Yeah. So if you've had Muhammad, it's because we really like you and we feel bad for you and whatever happened with your furniture.
Yep.
But we will send this man across the country in his van.
We will.
That he sleeps in. And he.
That's such a nice guy.
He's great. And Muhammad will go get your furniture from wherever.
Wherever we tell him.
And he'll bring it. He'll drive straight through the night to you in all sorts of weather conditions.
All weathers, yeah.
No, it's wild. Like, you know. And he brings me gifts sometimes, like from Egypt.
Oh, that was fun.
Yes. But that being said, the moral to the story is like, let's not get to that point, you know, and those were times that we hope we don't see again. But I have like seen recently more delays than I care to. Like we really thought we were coming out of this. We really thought things were getting better. And the reality is give yourself that 8 weeks, like
at least,
you know, it's pre-plan.
Yes.
If you can, if you want that nursery furniture set. And we try to keep things in stock, but like inevitably you're going to want what we have in gray and white. And you really want white. And you want to order it.
Mm-hmm.
So do it quicker.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we're going to roll out our financing program again, too. So that'll make it easy instead of like you're paying for it all up front and then you got to wait 8 weeks for it. That's the worst, too. I'm sorry about that.
I know.
You know, I wish there was a different way to it. But
there's not.
There isn't because we pay for it, too, and then wait for it.
Right.
This is not that fun. No. But we're going to be offering our Synchrony program again where you can do like 6, 12 months, 0%, like whatever that is. So some new things rolling out in the new year, new website, because ours is currently down still.
And new financing.
And new financing through Bob.
Woohoo!
I think they give you like a little Bob credit card. That's fun.
That's way fun.
So
I can't wait to see it.
I know. Stay tuned for that. So hopefully we see you this year shopping for a new baby. Maybe it's twins. Maybe it's triplets. Whatever it may be. And welcome to 2024. Check out the Rolling in the Deep podcast on all of our platforms. You've got our social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the things. So thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Bye.